Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Welcome once again to the swirling studio of super sweet energy. Oh, guys, what a beautiful and blessed Sunday, and thank you very much for spending your time here with us on LATalkRadio.com. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And that's exactly what we're going to do here today. I'd like to welcome my co-host, the one and only Avi G. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good today. It's good to be back.
It is so good to have you, brother Avi. Now, it's been a whole year since, well, it hasn't been a whole year, but it's been a whole transition into a new year since we've connected and had you back on the vibration station to spread your wisdom and your good vibes.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's a blessing to have you back in the studio and back in the motion.
Thank you.
In the flow. So we've learned a lot in the year 2015, and we're coming in strong for the year 2016 with some elevated understandings of the human experience of course. Who we thought we were, what we thought we were here to do, and how we're going to go about doing it. So today's show actually has a really powerful topic that was indeed inspired by Avi. You know, we were talking last week, and he says, Dave, you know, life doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. And I was like, you know, that's perfect, man. That's that really does sum it up. Now, I also think that the definition of perfect can easily be misunderstood, but it's different for everyone. Now, I'm not saying that one definition is right and the other is wrong, but the definition of perfect is different for everyone. But whatever your definition might be, it is life. Today's show revolves around life doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. We're going to be talking about how we can view certain aspects of the human experience that really prove this to us, that regardless of what's going on in our life, whether it's, you know, we're going through a rough time or a shitty experience, or whether it be financial or with a relationship, or no matter what it is, if you're having a problem with it, you can still enjoy life and see life's full beauty. Avi, first and foremost, How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. And I really want to expand on this topic today that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's important.
What is perfect? We're all wondering.
What's your definition of perfect?
I think perfect is something that we call perfect. It's an illusion. And the real fact of being perfect is being yourself and being something that you believe is perfect.
Yes.
You know, perfect is something that's a view that other people have. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely.
Like they say.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of people, like you said, are going through, you know, it's a new year. A lot of people are going through, you know, emotional, you know, changes. Some people are evolving, and they're evolving, you know, in a very, very quick manner, consciously.
Very true.
And, you know, when you're going through, you know, an evolving
like a transformation.
Yeah, transformation.
Yeah.
You're going to be going through a lot of tough topics that you have to deal with within your life, financially, physically, emotionally.
Totally.
And the whole point is to realize that it doesn't have to, all that outside doesn't have to be perfect for you to evolve inside.
Beautifully said.
You don't, none of this has to be perfect for you to evolve consciously and become, you know, one with yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. People are constantly caught in this cycle of chain, like this chain cycle. They're trying to understand the outside world and why I'm not gaining financial gain and
yes.
why I'm not, you know, making these friends. Why am I, you know, not getting what I want?
Right.
And the truth is, it's all not based on the outside, but on the inside.
Yes.
And
yes.
when people view, you know, perfect as like, oh, I need more money. I need more of something, more of everything.
Right.
How about more of your self understanding? How about more of, you know, seeing each day as a gift, you know, and
so
seeing,
true, man.
Seeing yourself here as a separate being, enjoying your time here on the planet in this cycle
yes.
that we call Earth.
Yes.
You know, every person is born here on this planet to spend their time
yeah.
and it's their choice how they want to spend their time.
Yeah.
And if you want to spend your time stuck in a cycle of ignorance, you know, and trying to focus on the outside of, oh, I'm not here financially, I'm not here, you know, emotionally.
Right.
You know, you're going to go through a tougher time.
Totally.
It's better to focus on yourself than focus on what's going on the outside.
So true.
And build yourself, build your mind, build your conscience to the point where you can align yourself up with what you want to feel
right.
every day.
Right.
Because if you keep looking on the outside for aspects that make you feel better, it's not going to work.
So true.
You know, you gotta try to understand how you're going to go about, you know, waking up every day happy.
Right. You know, that's, I mean, Avi, you said it perfectly. You said it beautifully. Couldn't have said it better myself. I was just having a conversation the other day. And it was about how I wake up a lot of the time in the mornings and I will, say one of the first words that I say when I wake up is a four-letter word. It's like I'll wake up and I'll just say, oh shit, or you know, so just whatever, something, you know. But it's, I'll wake up because the first thing that comes to my head is all the difficult things that I have to accomplish for the day, or that I label as difficult, you know, and that I label that I have to do to get to the next stage, you know. But really, if there's a way to train, just like you said, train myself to, instead of looking at the outside perspective and allowing the outside to mold what's happening inside, I need to focus on what I desire on the inside and allow that to mold the outside, right?
Yes.
So, and that brings me to another point, which is, if we have proven to ourselves that the outside has enough influence to affect the inside, then don't you think, just like mathematically in physics, it makes sense for the opposite to be true as well? You know, everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction. It's Newton's law. So if Newton's law is present throughout the universe, then we have just as much power to affect the outside and external experiences in the same way that the external experiences have the power to affect us.
Yes, yes.
That brings me to the next point that I wanted to talk to you specifically about today, because you're very wise, especially in this arena, in this arena of life, right? So what I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, finances and how people so easily give up their hope because of what their bank account says. I have this beautiful book called The Abundance Book, including the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. The author, written by the famous Jonathan Randolph Price, John Randolph Price. If you guys are looking for something to change your perspective and really change your mind about how to make money, not even money, but how to get aligned with that higher self, and then how to develop a healthy relationship with money, this is a beautiful book to start. This is a beautiful place to start. I'm gonna read one quote from this book, and then pass it off to Avi. Not the book, but just the microphone. So, God is omnipresent wealth. So call it God, creation, source, everything, whatever, whoever you pray to, whatever you think, it's that, all right? That all omnipotence, all well-being that created this life, that created the planets, that allows life on Earth, the perfect distance between the sun, the Earth, and the stars to make it all happen and create oxygen and hydrogen, water, life, it's all good. So, God is omnipresent wealth, the infinite riches of the universe, the lavish abundance of creation. And if you deny unlimited prosperity, you are denying yourself, because you, in capitalized letters, you are the image of omnipresent wealth, the expression of the infinite riches of the universe, an individualization of lavish abundance. You are as rich now as any individual who ever walked on this planet. The cattle on 1,000 hills are yours. The gold and silver are yours. And an abundance of money is yours now.
That is such a beautiful quote.
Wow. Right?
That's amazing.
Isn't that a great quote?
Yeah.
And when I speak about wealth and abundance, we're not talking about it, just to clarify, because people have this perception that it's greedy. People do get greedy with their money, but that's not how we're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're talking about it in a way of freedom.
I think people have,
right?
Like a vast majority of people have lost the thirst for life itself, and they've gained a thirst for, you know, wealth.
Wow.
Being thankful for the human experience. How about being thankful for the human experience? About finding beauty in the human experience, regardless of, you know, how much gold, how much silver you have, or whatever.
So true.
Yeah, I think that's what the quote is really saying. You know, a lot of people nowadays are very much affected by the outside world.
So true.
You know?
So
and
true.
And that even affects the way they look at others, you know? It really their connection with other people.
Definitely.
You know, a lot of people are influenced by the negativities and the things surrounding them, and when they view other people, they view, you know, the world's negativities in them as well.
Yeah.
It's like, why not, you know, capture the beauty that God has put in all of us. Then when you view another individual, you look at him as like, namaste.
Yeah.
The God in me recognizes the God in you.
Beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful.
Why look at people, you know, you're looking at a person who's driving a Rolls Royce and you're like, oh, I don't like that guy or whatever. Why not appreciate him for his being here on Earth?
Of course.
Seeing like maybe he has something good to offer to you as well.
Absolutely.
If you discuss, you know, if you meet him and get to know him as an individual,
right.
Somebody who's here live on Earth at the time and doing something unique.
So true. And, you know, anybody that does display wealth is, you know, it's just a testament to their ability to create, you know.
Yes.
There's a lot of really, really wealthy people, CEOs of major banks and, you know, multi-billion dollar corporations that understand the laws of the universe. They actually use them on a daily basis to maintain the well-being of their businesses.
Not only just the well-being of their businesses, but in general now, even with these new companies, like these wealthy people have, you know, trickled wealth down to other people.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Like companies like Uber, companies like DoorDash, companies like Lyft, you know, they've given people autonomy. They've given people the ability to make money on their own.
Right.
It's amazing, you know?
LA Talk Radio and Dave's Good Vibration Station is no way affiliated with Lyft, Uber, or DealDash. No.
DealDash. You know, whatever, regardless of, like, just nowadays, you know, these wealthy people have come up with ideas to spread wealth.
Right.
Not all wealthy people are, you know, selfish.
Exactly. It's so true. And that's all a perception of, you know, the human, the you know, there's poverty consciousness and then there's wealth consciousness. There's creative consciousness and then there's depressed consciousness. You know, there's it's all climbing the emotional scale. And we all are at one point of the, we're all at all places of the emotional scale at one point in our lives. It's just a matter of where on that emotional scale do we mostly dwell? Like, do we spend most of our time in the victim, you know, aspect of the emotional scale? Or do we spend most of our time on, I'm a warrior, like, I'm a healer, I'm like a healer of light, and like, however you want to call it. I'm a fighter, And what I'm doing is I'm referring to people that are fighting like diseases and stuff. I know a couple really beautiful people in my life, one of them being very, very personal to me, that is fighting, you know, some diseases. And something that I say to him on a continual basis is, you know, this is an opportunity for you to be greater than you've ever been before. This is an opportunity for you to see life through the eyes of Source, through the eyes, just like you were saying, you know, like if you can see through the eyes of Source, then the God in me sees the God in you.
Right.
But to see the God in you, you got to let the God in, you know,
right.
And you let that in by feeling good, being positive, focusing on uplifting things, not being fulfillment. Just
right.
like as we spoke earlier, the Kabbalah has taught us and stuff,
right.
And talks about, and which there's some really super cool teachings. Avi took me to, I was honored enough to come to a couple of the Kabbalah classes that they're hosting at the Kabbalah Center right on Ventura and Shoup. If you guys want a really awesome, just conscious place to ground yourself and find some information about, you know, spirituality and creation and everything. The Kabbalah actually has some super amazing concepts that blew my mind, things that I've never thought about before, which are in perfect alignment with the metaphysical approach and the quantum physics approach. It's all just said in different words, but in the same exact intention. You know what I mean? So,
right.
That's really, really, really cool, brother. What do you think, Avi, you know, we were talking earlier and you were saying, oh man, you're like 2016 has been, you're like, a lot has changed. Like, it's been like a whole new platform, a whole new start, you know?
Yes.
So
yes.
I had a terrible 2015. I had a super shitty 2015, but it actually was one of the best years of my life because I got all the bad things out of the way to go straight to the good things. I have this beautiful quote, the energies that are coming to Earth now are so powerful that everything not of
alignment.
No, yes, not of love is coming to the surface for healing.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened
totally
last year.
So totally true.
And what are some of the things? Yeah, I was going to ask you. What are some of the things that you've been
experiencing? When things like this happen to you, I mean, you had a rough year and things like that happened to each and every one of us.
Everyone had a rough year.
That comes down to the point where life doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. That's just it. It just brings it back. It brings it back because you got to we're so influenced by the outside as usual, you know, that we lose our alignment with like the energies that you're talking about.
Right.
You know,
right.
The energies that, you know, bring about life. Originally, you know, our planet, we have all the abundance we need.
Yes.
Literally, we have everything on this earth that we
need. So true.
All the time. And we've just made it, you know, we've made it like competitive and everything. We compete for everything and we compete for wealth and we compete for life source when there's no need to compete for anything. We have everything we have on this planet, food, water, air. You know, I mean, yes, we can't, life has definitely evolved to much more complicated things, but at the heart of it all, life is as simple as, you know, water flowing down the river.
Beautiful.
You know, it's just like that.
Literally and metaphorically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when people are looking at their lives, they're always questioning if I made enough money, if I did, you know, did I get this job? Did I do that? But, you know, it all goes back to, you know, yourself in the end and trying to love. The more love you gain for the human experience itself,
right,
which is what you talk about here on the vibration station, the human right. experience, I think the more love you find in yourself for the human experience and somehow find at the heart of it all that life is beautiful, then you're going to be able to enjoy your life every day.
So true.
You know, we're forgetting the love of the human experience. And right now, you know, in this time on Earth, a lot of people are starting to remember the love for the human experience,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like old trends or clothing trends are brought back, you know?
Exactly.
Kind of like that. I mean,
there is this huge conscious wave, you know, with like all the indigo children being born and like all these different, dude, literally the kids being born today, I truly believe their DNA is different. Their DNA is like activated. Like they come in understanding these sacred principles and sacred laws that govern our universe that we or our parents or our parents' parents forgot about for quite some time. You know, the kids coming into today are they really something special? And if you've noticed, there's more savant kids.
Yeah.
There's more like 7-year-olds playing the piano like Bach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's more.
I have a family member like that.
Yeah.
He's so aware. You can't lie to the kid. He knows you're lying to him.
Sees straight through it.
Yeah.
Sees straight through it.
It's amazing.
And it's because they read energy. They don't read the physical face expressions. There's no getting past this. See, we're literally entering a new paradigm, and this has everything to do with abundance, you know, wealth, happiness, joy, relationships with everything and everyone in your life.
Right.
You know, it really is about seeing past the bullshit. If you can see past someone's fake smile and you can feel and read their vibration, feel and read the energy that they're putting out to you, it significantly changes the ability to communicate with the whole world.
You can't literally see the energy or anything, but you can definitely see by behavior and how they talk. And,
yes.
You know, that's how you read someone's energy, by their behavior, their actions. You know, you're not going to judge them. You're not going to judge their actions.
Right.
Of course. But you can always tell what kind of individual they are by their actions and by their words. It's you know, it's synonymous to what we're all given, the ability to see, the ability to hear.
Yes.
That's why we're given ears and that's why we're given eyes. So,
exactly.
You know.
And the ears and eyes are just vibrational interpretations.
It's true.
You know?
It's very true.
It's like nothing. Scientists just found, which is really cool, that the brain contains a... So there's a part of the brain that actually contains a mechanism that projects. So we know, obviously, that it's not the eyes that see, it's the brain that sees and then just perceives through the eyes.
Right.
But so that's a form of projection, but then it goes one step deeper. So the brain actually has a mechanism that projects. So they found on a quantum level, it will project its thoughts into physical and tangible molecular structures. So I'm kind of butchering this, but what I'm trying to say here is physics is finding that your thoughts get attached to physical things.
Yeah.
Like the vibration of your thoughts will literally magnetically seek out whatever is a vibrational equivalent to what you're thinking, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll attract in your life because your thoughts are you. You are your thoughts.
Right. And then again, that goes right back to, you know, the power of the mind, which is like you were talking about Kabbalah. You know, it sees like the power of the mind is everything important to us. Nothing else exists except the mind.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate, you know, people gain wealth and money and some people, you don't have to necessarily be wealthy. I mean, be wealthy in the mind to gain wealth on the outside. And there's plenty of people out there who have gained wealth and just literally crashed after that because they were lacking the power of the mind itself.
Yes.
And, you know, it just shows that if you want life to be perfect, don't go out seeking everything on the outside. Go in and search for the power in your mind to make life perfect.
Beautiful.
You know?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You got to, I don't know, you know, it takes a certain type of person to continue to pursue, you know, their spiritual growth.
Of course.
You can't, you know, not everybody's going to continue to pursue it. Some are just going to, you know, throw it away and just be like, you know, I'm just going to live my life and continue to, you know, work for diamonds, gems, jewels.
Right, exactly.
All kinds of things that the world has pertain to wealth.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that might get them far at one point, but eventually without their mind they're gonna crash.
I mean, everything physical has a conclusion. Everything yeah. energetic or etheric or spiritual is everlasting and eternal, right?
Yeah.
Because source, and once again I want to remind everyone that this is not a religious show. This is not a religious, like, you know, because we talk about God and we talk, what this is a, it's a, we're all part of the same source. You know, this show is about just reminding people that we're all part of the same pool of light. And, you know, we're part of the planet. We work in conjunction with the electromagnetic frequencies of the planet. We work in conjunction with the electromagnetic frequencies of other planets in our solar system. We are little walking planets. We have minute gravitational pulls. We yeah. have electromagnetic energy. We are electromagnetic energy. So think about this. Back to the topic. Life doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. So if you can understand these concepts, that everything is a holographic projection of your consciousness.
Yes.
And the only reason why it doesn't seem that way is because you've been focusing on the same thing
over
for
and
so
over again.
Long. Exactly.
And it's hard to get rid of these things. You know, it's hard to get rid of these things because it's like a cycle. You know, when you
yes,
when you're
dude.
So... when you're so obsessed with you know, obtaining wealth and obtaining money and obtaining that house, obtaining, like, just obtaining something.
Yes.
It's hard to just be like, no, I don't want to obtain anything anymore. You know, that just affects your mind for a while. You're going to...
And there's...
It makes you feel down when you're like, yes. I'm going to try to stop obtaining money, and I'm going to try to stop obtaining this and just go with the flow.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is I believe that we don't even need to stop. No, you said it perfectly. Stop trying to obtain and know that you are unconditional wealth.
Yeah, you have the abundance.
You have
already.
It. It's here. It's
present. It's okay.
You just got to let
okay.
it in.
It's
you got to
okay.
feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you're striving. You're trying. It's okay. You already have all the abundance. You don't need to think that you don't because you didn't make the quota for your salary at the end of the month.
So true.
You know?
So true.
And it takes a lot of inner searching to kind of let go of the fact that you're going to stop being attached to your outside world.
Right?
That's
fucking huge,
it's
man.
It's a very tough thing. But
it's like jumping off a building and not knowing what's on the other side.
It's very primitive.
Very primitive.
It's very primitive. But
at the same time, it's so advanced.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Primitive is advanced.
It is.
That's the problem. Because that's why the ancients were trying.
I was just going to say.
You know, the minds were trying to tell us about the cycle.
They understood, man.
The continuing cycle on Earth. You know, it continues. Everybody's being born. Some people will realize, you know, the value of their life when they're being born, and others will continue to, you know, will continue living with the ignorance that, you know, they don't see the value of their life. They don't see the beauty of life, the beauty of being born. They're going to continue to see beauty in, you know, the things that people see as wealth.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's a tough thing to get over, right? Seeing beauty in wealth. You know, like,
right?
Because it's
well,
so,
you can. And sorry, go on. Yeah.
You know, it's go right ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I think, and Av, you're saying it beautifully. I think that the thing is, you can see beauty and wealth. You just can't let the greed aspect of it get overpower the freedom aspect of wealth. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't have you can't have your only goal to be the wealthiest person in the world, you know, or the wealthiest person in the room, even though that very well might be on your path and your next step. You might be the wealthiest person in the room, but don't make that be the reason for your life.
Yes.
Have being the wealthiest person in the room just being a bonus to being an awesome, loving, compassionate person.
Yes, who sees value in others regardless of their wealth.
Their wealth, exactly.
See them for the beauty in the human experience. What if we all saw each other in the beauty of the human experience?
Yeah.
Life would be, you know, beautiful on Earth.
Just like you said, Avi.
You know, we would get over the whole, you know, anger, resentment, jealousy, all those things. If we
fear-based emotions.
Fear. If we just found beauty in the human experience, in ourselves, and then transferred that to seeing the beauty in others. Because whatever we think we become, right? And whatever we see reflects in our outside world.
You sound like Jesus, man. I'm telling you, bro. In a beautiful way. No, seriously. That's exactly.
And it's a tough thing nowadays, you know, in relationships, in everything. Like, in friendship. Even in friendship, you know. It's like seeing the beauty in others. A lot of people fail to see the beauty in others nowadays.
So true.
And it's the problem. It's a real big problem.
And empathy, another thing. Empathy is huge. You know, when people lose touch with empathy, I just, it doesn't affect me because I know that they're on their path and it's all going to be okay. But the point is, when people lose touch with the empathetic heart, with the empathetic consciousness, they're losing touch with themselves. They're just like blocking off this, like big opportunity for feeling unconditional love. And when, you know, if you've already closed it, if you can find how to reopen that empathetic window in your heart, you'll find that everything that you start doing is out of love, and you do it from the God source within you. There's actually a so the whole video is 51 minutes, so it would take up the entire show. But there's just the intro to this one speech by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's called Getting in the Gap Meditation with Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know, earlier we were talking about controlling your thoughts and learning how to be a deliberate thinker and a deliberate creator and having the outside world not be the main source of you know, affecting your emotional state of being, more so having the inside world affecting the outside state of being. So I'm just going to play 5 minutes of this video, Getting in the Gap with Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's super beautiful, and it talks about how the average person has about 60,000 thoughts a day, and how thoughts are basically just like, they're beautiful, but 60,000 thoughts is too many and it's cluttered. So if you can get your thoughts more deliberate and more focused, you will start creating and manifesting instantaneously. And I'm talking wealth, happiness, joy, relationships, opportunities, just an abundance of life. I mean, things that you never thought you could even have will be presented to you if you can just focus your thoughts in a certain way. So check this out, guys. This is Getting in the Gap Meditation with Dr. Wayne Dyer, but it's only the first 5 minutes or so.
It has been said that it's the space between the bars that holds the tiger, and it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. It is out of the silence, or the gap, or that space between our thoughts, that everything is created, including our own bliss. The reason for wanting to get into the gap is not so much to give you a sense of peace, which you will, of course, receive, and it's not so much to make you feel rested, as it will. You can get the equivalent of a night's sleep by spending a few moments in the gap. And it's not even to make you feel younger, which of course it will do. The purpose of entering the gap, the space between your thoughts, on a regular basis, is to be able to make conscious contact with God. By making conscious contact with God, it is said that you will come to know the power of that source and use that power to attract anything into your life. God is that one force in the universe that is indivisible. There's only one force, one power, and you can't divide it. And the only experience that you can have in your physical world, which is indivisible, is also that of silence or in the gap. Everything else can be divided, up, down, right, wrong, good, bad, male, female, even life, death. But silence, no matter how many times you cut it in half, you still have the same. In the gap, you are making conscious contact with the indivisible force that is the source of all of your power and all of your joy and all of your fulfillment in your life. The gap is the space between your thoughts. The reason that it is so difficult for so many people to enter this gap is because we have so many thoughts going on all day long. It is said that the average person has 60,000 thoughts every single day. The problem is that we have the same 60,000 thoughts each day. Our mind is very noisy and very seldom in a place of silence. If you could reduce the number of thoughts that you have from 60,000 to 20,000, there would be more gaps. If you could reduce it down to 6,000, there'd be far more gaps. And if you could reduce it to a few hundred, of course, there'd be many, many gaps. What we're looking for here is a time each day that you can reduce the amount of thoughts that you're having, so that the gaps will expand and you can enter them. It is said that it is very difficult to enter this gap or to make conscious contact with God, because we are so busy in our minds being concerned with our own ego and all of the things that separate us from our source, from God. What I've done here in this CD is offered you an opportunity, a way to slip into the gap on a regular basis that is quite simple. And while you're in that gap, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to practice something that has been taught over the centuries, as far back as 2,500 years ago, called japa. Japa is the repetition or the sound of the name of God. It is the sound that is in the name for God in virtually all languages and all cultures. Whether it's Allah, or Krishna, or God, or Adonai, or Yahweh, or Ra, or Kali Durga, on and on the names go. But inside each one of those names is a sound. It's the magical sound. If you look at the New Testament and open up the book of John, you will see the opening words say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I was taught by a great teacher one time that whenever you're having a problem, whenever you're struggling with anything in your life,
this is exactly,
whenever your mind is filled with one of the struggles of your life,
what we're talking about here,
the way to make that problem go away in that instant is to think of God rather than the problem that you're focused on. In this CD, I'm asking you not only to think of God, but to repeat the sound of God while you are in the gap or the space between your thoughts. And while you are there, if you repeat this sound, the sound of Ah, on a regular basis each day, you will find your meditation not only nurturing your soul, but you'll find yourself able to manifest and attract into your life virtually anything that you place your attention upon.
So, guys, that's what we're talking about here on the Vibration Station. If you want to hear the rest of that, that is Getting in the Gap Meditation with Dr. Wayne Dyer. You can just find that on YouTube. Just literally type in Getting in the Gap or Getting in the Gap Meditation, Wayne Dyer. It's one of my favorite meditations. I do it on a daily basis, and it truly has yielded to me phenomenal results beyond my imagination. So what he talks about by getting in the gap is, you know, we're bombarded by, he said, on average, you know, about 60,000 thoughts a day. Well, if we can reduce that 60,000 to 20,000, that 20,000 to 10,000, 10,000 to a couple thousand to a couple hundred, we would have many more gaps. And within those gaps is where God exists.
Energy. We'll have more energy.
We absolutely will.
To function and expand in our outside world. Instead of the outside world just being stuck and non-productive inside our head.
So true.
You know, we can use that space to create into the outside world instead of the outside world being stuck in our head with, you know, and creations of other people being stuck in our head.
Yes.
And we can use that space in our mind to create.
And just like you said, when something's going here, I'm going to play 30 seconds of it. He goes, when something's going wrong, let's see.
Rather than the problem that you're focused on.
Right here. So listen to these words. Listeners, listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer's words.
The centuries, as far back as 2,500
check this out.
Years
check this
ago.
Out. Check this out.
Called japa.
Japa.
Japa is the repetition or the sound of the name of God. It is the sound that is in the name for God in virtually all languages and all cultures. Whether it's Allah.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, guys. It's up here just a little bit. But what he talks about, which is cool, is
on and on the names go.
You know.
But inside each one of those names is a sound.
He talks about focusing on
the magical sound.
Not the,
look at the
problem, but the solution.
Open up the book of
Genesis, and I know that you've heard.
You will see the opening word say.
Does it say it right here?
Was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
Word was with God.
and the Word was God. I was taught by a great teacher
right here,
that whenever you're having a problem, whenever you're struggling with anything in your life, whenever your mind is filled with one of the struggles of your life, the way to make that problem go away in that instant is to think of God.
Fucking love that. So you have a problem in that instant, you're thinking about anything, and the way to rid yourself of that problem in that instant is to think of God, is to think that you are connected to the infinite stream of unconditional love and all abundance.
Well, in general, people will probably try to think their way out of the problem, and he's suggesting a different perspective.
Beautifully said.
Because you're going to think your way out of the problem, you are the problem. You know, it's kind of like you are the problem.
It's the paradox, bro. It's the power of the paradox.
It's a never-ending cycle, and some people get stuck in that. And once they get stuck in it, it makes life much harder.
Yes.
Much, much harder.
Yes.
It makes you even, it even takes away from your ability to enjoy the human experience. Not only does it take away from the outside, from you being productive and growing in wealth, relationships, it takes away from your human experience and enjoying your life.
So true.
Enjoying the abundance that was given to you.
Right? I mean, we have an abundance of air, an abundance of water, an abundance of
food,
an abundance of clothing, an abundance, you know, and even if you were born in a third world country, you still have the opportunity to exercise your abundance in any way, shape, or form that you see fit. I mean, you can, you know, you know what one of my favorite things is? I was just listening to the speaker. And he was talking about, you know, define abundance for yourself. And abundance for a farmer is having a really healthy and sustainable crop, you know?
Yeah.
And abundance for a businessman in L.A. or, you know, wherever, you know, Dubai, whatever, is having a tremendous amount of money. That's, you know, whatever tremendous is, you know, having money, right? For someone that's still in, you know, an Aborigine tribe type, you know, like an abundance would be family and love and having food to put on the table.
Totally.
That's their ultimate
abundance. It's amazing how people in other countries have almost nothing, yet they still seem to find beauty in their life and happiness.
That's the epitome of getting past the first world country kind of thinking. And once you can transcend thinking that, there's someone in front of me and they're going so slow and I'm late for work, or, you know, fuck this person that cut me off, or whatever it might be. If you could just, like, appreciate, you will be a different person and everything you ask for will come to you. Yourself, this is a quote, one more quote, and then the mic's going to Avi. We got a couple minutes left. Yourself thinks, sees, and knows only abundance, and the creative energy of this mind of abundance is eternally flowing, radiating, expressing, and seeking to appear as abundance on the physical plane through you.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Life is perfect just the way it is. When you're feeling the human experience through you and not through other people's views.
So true.
What's the problem? What's the problem with not seeing life being beautiful? You know, that's the real question nowadays.
You just brought something up really, really powerful that got me thinking. So, Avi, your suggestion for the majority of today's topic, you know, life doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful, which I think is so enlightening.
Yeah, it's expanding.
Right? So let's take that one step further with the minute that we have left here. Life doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful, but if you stop recognizing the shit that's going on in your life and start seeing the beauty, so let's just agree and say, okay, life isn't perfect, but forget that life isn't perfect. I'm going to focus on the beautiful things. Look at the beautiful trees going out of the ground. I do have some money and I have the opportunity to make more. Whatever. Just start practicing the perfect things. Life will all of a sudden switch and yield to you a reflection of what you think is perfect. So it's really a powerful, very, very powerful catch 22 that, it, just like you said earlier, you know, is really
meditate on something like that every day. Like,
yes,
life is perfect. Then right? It doesn't have to be, you know, perfect to be beautiful.
It is so true, man. It is so true. My brother Avi G, it has been a pleasure. I want to tell you guys, make sure to follow on Instagram, Avi G underscore C's. That's just C-S underscore peace. P-E-A-C-E. Thank you guys so much. Always, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and abundance and laughter from our hearts to yours here on the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. We're here every Sunday to raise your vibration. Make sure to follow us. That's at Good Vibe Station on Twitter. You can always email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. And everything else outside of that, we'll see you next Sunday. Love you guys. Thanks for everything. And stay super positive. Peace.